WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Historic hearings underway at The Hague, the top court of the UN, listening to arguments about the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. That is the largest hospital in Gaza's south, in Khan Yunis, falls under military control in Tel Aviv. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Nasser Hospital shutting down after that raid by Israeli forces last week. Inside the hospital, the IDF saying they found unused medicine that was intended for Israeli hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry saying Israel has arrested dozens of healthcare workers and effectively turned the hospital into military barracks, adding that 7 intensive care patients died due to lack of power.
In suburban Minneapolis, 3 first responders were shot and killed when they showed up to a domestic violence call. 6 people were shot, 1 killed when a gunfight broke out at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis last night. The Daytona 500 set to start later today, delayed a day by heavy rain. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Last Friday, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office arrested 2 men for alleged possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture or store methamphetamine. After a traffic stop Friday night on Wisconsin Highway 23 near Roe Road in Dodgeville Township, an Iowa County canine alerted deputies who proceeded to conduct a search of the suspect's vehicle. A 44-year-old Dodgeville man was arrested on charges of possessing drug paraphernalia to manufacture, compound, convert, produce, or store methamphetamine. Another man, a 31-year-old from Dodgeville, was also arrested on similar charges. Both men were arrested and are being held in the Iowa County Jail. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20. 99.7.
Hawaiian noises. He's banging on them bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
'80s, '90s, and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
You gotta toss and turn and feel. Moni Moni, there is Billy Idol, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing pretty good, despite the fact that I have the craziest bedhead going on this morning. It's like I stuck my finger in the electrical socket and
Does that mean that there was a good night of sleep, though, involved?
Must be.
There you go. See, it's a win-win situation. I mean, it's a good thing we work by ourselves, because then nobody has to look at us in the morning.
Not TV, radio. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, they always say face for radio type of thing, or in this case, hair for radio. It happens.
Exactly.
I've woken up a few times where I look in the mirror and I'm like, gosh, I'm glad that nobody sees me except for Aspen right now. Those are also the mornings when I have to take her outside. I'm like, we should just wear a hat for a couple of minutes. It'll be fine. Anything new and exciting in your world? Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty mellow weekend. A little bit of a jam session with some friends at the house here on Saturday. Got to do that big season finale of True Detective last night. And oh my gosh, the Billy Joel video. Can we talk about the video for Turn the Lights Back
On? Sure, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen? Oh, man, I wonder if anybody else has watched it, because, wow, major, major case of the feels with that one. So, obviously, they used some AI technology for that, which I'm not crazy about, but the concept is so cool because it takes you through the different eras of Billy Joel. So sings the song and he's at the piano, but you see him younger, and then you see him through like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and then today. And
I might have to check that out this morning in between here. I'll have to check that out and watch it. I do want to say thank you to Judy, too. She texted us the most amazing sunrise photo from over in the Walnut Street area this morning from
beautiful?
Baraboo. Sky is just like this vibrant pink. And speaking of giving you feels, doesn't that make you excited for like the upcoming nicer weather? I mean, we're going to get a little taste of it this week with temperatures in the 50s, like upper 50s potentially. And then we'll dip back down into the 30s. We're going to do that whole up and down thing, roller coaster weather, as we like to call it in our house, for a few weeks, because obviously it's still winter time. But when you see a photo like this with no snow on the ground and you see a beautiful pink sky, it makes me excited for the upcoming spring. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because that also means an upcoming summer, and we all know how I feel about really hot temperatures, but I like the stuff that's in between. I like the stuff that's in between summer and winter, and I like the stuff that's between winter and summer. So I'm an in-between kind of girl, and I do like those things, though. Well, I'm glad that you guys had a mellow weekend, got to hang around the house a little bit. Some music, always a nice spot start to a weekend. I love that as well. We actually were in the Twin Cities this weekend. We went, we left on Friday, mid-morning-ish. We got there later in the afternoon because Corey had to make a stop along the way at some of his tower sites as well. That's how my husband, you know, does these trips. He's like, ooh, let's go take this trip, and then he incorporates work into it. So that's always kind of fun. But we made a couple of stops along the way and had some really great food, got to see some incredible friends, hang out with Dexter at a great Airbnb. I wish the weather was warmer, because our Airbnb, I have to tell you, was in one of my all-time favorite neighborhoods in all of the Twin Cities, and it was so bitterly cold. I mean, they have a lot of snow in the Twin Cities, a lot compared to what we have here. And when I say a lot, they got like 6 inches. And so they went from nothing like we had to, you know, the ground covered again. And on Saturday, the wind picked up to about 40 miles per hour. So it was like being in a ground blizzard. It was bitterly cold, but we persevered. We still had a good time. Took the kid over to the Mall of America, where he kind of wanted to hang out for a little bit. He did a little shopping, didn't really find anything that he liked. I looked at Corey at one point and I said, does this mean that we finally filled the closet enough that he needs nothing else? Corey's like, shh, we don't say those words out loud. But he didn't actually find anything he wanted, but he had a spectacular birthday weekend. Today is his actual birthday, by the way. He turned 17
birthday
today. My baby is 17. I can't even get over that. But we've been looking for a new laptop for the kid for probably about 4 or 5 months now. knowing how hard Dexter is on stuff, Dexter is one of those people who is just not careful with anything that he possesses in this world. In fact, when he dropped his old cell phone in the toilet, when we made a trip to Chicago a few months ago, Corey looked at him when he got him a new one and he said, "If you drop this thing in the toilet now, I'm getting you a flip phone like grandma has."
And no teenager wants that.
That's exactly right. So he's been extra careful with the new phone. So when we were looking at laptops on Saturday, we got one with a military grade on the outside because you can drop it a couple of times and it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. The lid doesn't twist like a normal laptop, but it's a gaming laptop. So he can not only do school on it, he can watch videos like he likes to do. He can also do some gaming if we happen to be on the road, because he really would love to go with his dad more to some of these tower sites. But then, of course, mom is a stickler, like, well, when are you going to do your school? So, you know, this way he could at least work on some stuff while dad is working. And I think he truly will, because he was really excited. He also got his Jordan Love jersey, which he was super stoked about, because I had told him that there was no way he was getting one because there are none available. And then I happened to find this one brand new in package on eBay, which was absolute insanity trying to find one for him. But he had a great birthday weekend. We saw a comedy show on Saturday night as well. If you've ever been to the Twin Cities and heard of Comedy Sports, it's an everybody's included kind of show. They really keep it G-rated, but still funny for the entire family to go attend. And it's improv. It's a little bit like Whose Line Is It Anyway, except they have teams and they're competing for points, and it's super, super fun. So that's what we did on Saturday night. And then yesterday, Corey had to be at the airport at 2 o'clock. So we had to be out of our Airbnb at 11. So we basically just kind of bummed around Minneapolis, drove around a little bit, got some great lunch, had to eat in the car because Aspen was with us, and I won't leave her in the car because that's just how my mama puppy heart goes. So I won't leave her in the car by herself. So we got some to-go food, we ate in the car, went and sat at a spectacular park, walked her around a little bit, dropped Corey off at the airport, and let me tell you, the poor guy had the worst travel trip ever.
Ever. Of bad luck recently.
Oh, man. Yeah. So we drop him off at 2 o'clock, right? And I could tell by the fact that how traffic was that he was probably going to be going to get to his gate pretty quickly. I didn't foresee any troubles through security just because there wasn't a lot of traffic there. You can kind of tell how busy an airport is, you know, by how you can't get out and you have to sit by the curb for a little bit because there's so much traffic winging by you. And that was not happening. So we weren't even to St. Paul yet. And he calls me and Dexter answers the phone and he says, "Well, I'm at my gate already." I said, "Well, cool. You have 2 hours, rest, relax, grab something to eat, you know, get some snacks for the plane, use the bathroom, whatever you need to do." He's like, "Yeah." So I'm driving home and about 5:15, we're literally like 20 minutes from home. About 5:15, my phone starts dinging and pinging and I'm getting all these notifications and I'm driving. So I say to Dexter, I said, "What's happening with my phone right now?" Dexter goes, "It's dad and things are not going well." I said, "What's the matter?" And so he starts reading the text. They were supposed to take off at 4:30, right? It is now 5:15. He has a connecting flight from Denver to Burbank, and they are still sitting on the runway because there was an issue with the engine. Finally, according to the text messages that he kept sending as he was sitting there, they taxied about 5:45. They got to Denver. He gets off the plane. Now he's super late, has to take one of the trains from the one terminal to catch his connecting flight at another terminal, gets there just as they start calling, like, you know, boarding number two, group number two, and he's number four. So he got there just in the nick of time, enough to quick run to the bathroom, grab a bottle of water from one of the vending machines, and get into line to board the plane. Gets onto the plane and they sit there and they sit there and they sit there. Now I'm getting texts from him and he is the worst traveler, Finn. He is the worst flyer you have ever been with in your entire life. Absolutely abysmal.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then he's by himself now. So I can imagine the panic. And he at one point he texted me, he's like, "I am fat. I am old. I already have a Charlie horse, and I'm only one terminal down from where I need to catch the plane, the train to get to my other terminal. He's like, this is just not going well.
Yeah.
So he finally, he's sitting on the plane. They're sitting there. They're sitting there. They're sitting there on the runway. All of a sudden, the captain comes on the loudspeaker, you know, a famous loudspeaker of a plane, tells them they're all getting off because there is another mechanical issue with this plane.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Oh, no. So they get off the plane. Now they're at gate 27. They have to all file down to gate 84. Gate 84 so that they can catch on and get on another plane. That's there are insane. 99 gates in this particular terminal. So they're at gate 84 now. So everybody files down there. They all sit there. They all sit there. They all sit there. Turns out that the first plane had another engine failure. They get on the second plane. It has a flat tire. So they sit on the runway some more. I finally had to go to bed. And about 12:15 last night, our time, I get a text that he was finally in Burbank. Now, if you know anything about the Burbank Airport, this is a really tiny airport in L.A., right? It's considered to be an international airport, but there's no jetway. So when you get to the Burbank Airport, which I believe is Ronald Reagan Airport, I believe, don't quote me on that. But when you get off of the airport, you literally, you know, like the President of the United States, get these stairs brought to you. You walk down the stairs and then you go in through the airport that way. It actually closes at 10 p.m. because of noise ordinances in the area where it's at. Now, they've landed far after 10 p.m. I mean, I'm guessing it was probably well after 10 p.m. If I got a text around 12:15, they had probably just hit ground at that point in time. So yeah, that was his travel trip. Now, obviously, time difference. I was in bed. He finally got to bed. I have not talked to him since. So I'm interested to see this morning how he's doing after all of his travel troubles.
That sounds like a nightmare. You know, I mean, it can be stressful, right?
It can be. The connecting flight is always a problem, right? Mm-hmm, if you have a connecting flight, and he thought he was going to be okay because he actually had an hour and a half between when he was supposed to land originally in Denver and when his flight to Burbank took off. So he thought he was going to be fine. I mean, an hour and a half should be, I mean, that's pretty good planning, right? It gets you time to do what you need to do in an airport and find your gate. And so he thought he was going to be okay. But no, the mechanical issues yesterday. Apparently every plane is a Boeing plane now. I have no explanation for it. It was kind of nuts.
Yeah, I've heard some recent nightmare stories, but this one, wow.
Oh yeah. And so at one point I was telling Dexter what was going on because, you know, he emerged from his room after having to be with the parents all weekend. He finally emerged long enough for some food.
He needed some downtime.
Exactly. He did. It's space for everybody at that point. Yeah. I was telling him what was going on. He's like, does the Denver airport not have a maintenance crew? Like, what? I was like, I don't know. You start asking a lot of questions, don't you? But at least he made it safely. That's the good news. And I laugh about the whole thing, but it's not. It's not funny. I do really feel for him because he does really hate to fly. So I can't even imagine where the blood pressure was for him last night. It had to be pretty high. And at one point
must have been about ready to explode.
Yeah. And at one point he texted me once they were on the second plane waiting for the tire to change. He's like, I'm pretty sure I was so sweaty. I smell like a moose. I feel really bad for this person sitting next to me. I was like, just calm down, breathe. It's all good. You're all good. You're on the plane. You're almost there. So hopefully the venture home is a little better because let me tell you, his venture home gets him in Madison at 11 p.m. on Wednesday night. Mm. Who's his ride at 11 p.m.? It would be me. I'm hoping things go well because, well, our day starts really, really early, Finn.
Yeah, but Dexter had a good time this weekend for his birthday celebration.
He did.
It's funny when you mentioned that he went into the Mall of America and he didn't really find anything. Now, I don't know if he was looking for other things other than wardrobe choices or anything like that.
Hard to tell with him. He won't ever really share his intimate thoughts with us. It's just kind of groans and,
teenager. You have talked before about how he's a big fan of going into the thrift stores and finding cool old you know, retro shirts and things like that. So he doesn't strike me as a Hot Topic kind of kid. So
He's not. I don't know if he was maybe looking for some more Converses or what the deal was. I'm not really sure what he was looking for. If he was just really not looking for anything, he just wanted to hang out. You know, there was always Johnny Rockets, which they eventually did eat at before we left and went to the comedy show. But that was one thing we talked about this weekend. Minneapolis is just one of those places for us. It's always going to have our heart. We love the cities. We love the atmosphere.
There's so much to do.
There's arts. There's music. There's sports. I mean, granted, it's Vikings and Minnesota teams. But, you know, there's once in a while a Wisconsin team comes in. And it's always just going to have our hearts. The skyline is one of our favorites. And Corey gets to go back a little bit more, but it's usually for just a one-day thing to help out the friends we ate with run their little TV station and their music channel. So he doesn't really get to do a lot. And that was one thing we talked about collectively over dinner this weekend, is we just need to make a point to get back there a little bit more, because some of our favorite people in this whole world live in the Twin Cities. And, you know, if nothing else, we've got to go back and see them every once in a while. Yeah. So we'll try to make a point of it every now and then to get back there a little bit more, because really, when you think about it, it's only 3 hours, too. It's not like it's an eternity away. It's just we're always so busy. We just don't make the time to get that direction. But we've got to rectify that. We got to do a little better with that on our end. Hey, we've got to take a look at this forecast right now, because we mentioned that it's actually going to be a really beautiful week, right? And it's starting shaping up already to be a gorgeous morning. Partly cloudy today, a high near 44. And if that's not good enough for you, wait till here as we get into the middle of the week. Partly cloudy, 27 tonight, then lots of sun, 51 tomorrow. Us dog walkers, Finn, we're rejoicing right now, right?
Except mostly for the mud.
This is true. But, you know, I'd rather white paws than wear 28 layers and look like Ralphie's little brother from A Christmas Story.
True.
Mostly sunny on Wednesday, 54 for a high. Right now, it is 18. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The North Freedom Fire Department will have their smelt and chicken feed. That's coming up on a Saturday, February 24th, from 4 until 6 p.m. It's all you can eat smelt and chicken. There's carryouts available as well. All the proceeds will go towards the fire and EMS equipment. It's $15 for adults in advance, $18 at the door, and kids 12 and under will eat for $7. Again, it's the annual all-you-can-eat smelt and chicken feed from the North Freedom Fire Department, Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, it's the coldest night of the year charity walk. This 2K or 5K walk is to benefit the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. It's on Saturday, February 24th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. You can get all the details and donate to this first annual fundraiser by checking out baraboo-shelter.org. And on Sunday, Thunderbird Youth Hockey will be hosting the final open skate of the season, 5 until 8 p.m. at Pierce Park. $3 entry fee, skate rental for $4. Go to thunderbirdyouthhockey.com for more details.
Baraboo State Bank supports Baraboo FFA students as they learn about the future of farming during National FFA Week. You can count on the professionals at Baraboo State Bank, rooted in downtown Baraboo since 1857. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this.
touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating, so pass them a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know, you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't groove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it for a winner. Dance to this. Touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so high.
You can't touch this. There is MC Hammer, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's a good Monday song to get us up and moving a little bit. We need all the help we can get on a Monday, that's for sure. Especially on President's Day, right? A lot of people are at work today. A lot of people aren't at work. I know there are some schools that are having class today. There are others who are off. So it's just kind of a weird day. I never understood President's Day, and I get there'll be no mail today. The banks aren't open, so if you have something offices, to deposit, you won't be able to do any of that stuff today. I mean, we're going to actually talk about President's Day in a moment, but before we get into that, I have a big revelation from this weekend, and I'm so excited about it. So as we're on our way home yesterday, Dexter, myself, and Aspen, my phone rings, and it's Max, and he's like, is Dad with you, or did he already go to the airport? And I said, we're already halfway home. I said, he's been at the airport for a while now. I said, what's up? So he's got this big project coming up in the spring, and he's got the best idea for it. Found out about the curling club of Wauwatosa through his job at the city, and they have to do a feature story for PBS Milwaukee. His class does. So Max is going to do the curling club of Milwaukee. And he needed a voiceover, and he needed some help, and a great sports guy. And I was like, hello, Mike Ganger, send a text, dude. I think you got this. I said, you have some connections. And so we start talking. I said, what are you up to right now? He's like, oh, I just got home from a date. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, then I have to be somewhere in a little bit for a school assignment with my group. And I said, okay. I said, how was the date? How was Ava? And he goes, she's really good. He's like, we went to the bobblehead museum. And he's like, that was kind of fun. And he's like, but she's not really into sports. So then we went and got some ice cream and just sat there and talked for a couple hours. And I said, very cool. You know, I'm trying not to ask too many questions, yeah. right? I don't want to scare him off because I'm very excited about this girl. And he goes, I really, really like her. And so we start talking, right? And this is where the revelation comes in. We promised him for his birthday, we were going to give him a new shelf for his apartment so he's got some more room. He wants LED lights. We put some up, but we need to get like a better version around the perimeter of his apartment because, hello, 200 square feet doesn't take much. And he wants us to help him with a couple of other things when we come over very, very soon for a weekend in Milwaukee.
Is this or him prepping his bachelor pad?
Well, sort of, kind of. I mean, he just needs the space, and he's had the lights up since he moved in. So he just needs an upgraded version. And so as we're sitting there talking, I said, well, we'll be there for probably a day. I said, it'd probably just be Dad and I, and Dexter's nodding because he has no desire to be a part of any of this because Max also needs to do like some suit shopping and stuff for some upcoming interviews he has and on-camera work. And so Dexter wants no part of this. And in my ear, he's sitting there, I'll just stay home and watch the dog. All right. So it's just Dad and I. We'll probably come over early. And I said, then we can get your apartment done. Shouldn't be too hard. I said, we'll bring all the necessary tools this time. I said, those metal shelves, we'll bring our rubber mallet. That'll be simple. I said, then we can go do a little shopping and grab some dinner before we come home. He slips it right in there, Finn. Oh, and then maybe I could have Ava come too. I was like, oh, I get to meet a girl.
This is so huge. This is I know. Epic.
He slips it in there, and in my head, I'm going, one of those like moments, but I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to meet him. I tried to be cool. I think he knew secretly I was like squealing inside and so excited, but I played it cool outwardly.
You gotta
Finn.
Play it cool. You don't want to get too excited about that, otherwise he'll take it off the board and then
that's right. It'll be months again before I get to meet her, but I'm very excited. Hopefully it works out. Obviously she's got her own schedule and she's got her own thing, so hopefully we can make it all work out that she could come to dinner with us and I can meet her. But it was very exciting.
Score a little victory for Maddie.
It's little things in life.
This
is the first girl I've got to meet. So he's dated a few different girls. This is the first one he's actually said, I want you to meet her. So that's kind of a big deal for me at this point. So,
and they actually want you to meet one of their...
I feel like that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. Yeah.
I feel like that's a good sign. And he's like, she's super smart. We have a lot in common. We can have a conversation. He's like, we sat and ate ice cream and talked for 2 hours and had no idea 2 hours had passed. And I was like, okay, I like how this is progressing already.
I know.
And then of course, being the mom, I was like, you paid for everything, right? And he's like, she wouldn't let me pay for her museum entrance, which so she got that. But he's like, yes, mom, I paid for the ice cream and I paid for her drink and all of that. I was like, okay, just double checking. I mean, you know, you got to impress the ladies a little bit. Have some manners, you know? He goes, we both understand that we're in college and don't have a lot of money, so we try to keep it simple. And I was like, I get that. I was like, you keep that up because that's something you'll take with you for the rest of your life, depending on how things go. Now, of course, we mentioned today is President's Day. Hopefully everybody understands the excitement I'm feeling in this revelation. And since it's almost an election year, it is not hard to think about the apparent upcoming rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, right? Because it looks like Donald Trump will be the front runner for the Republican Party. Well, George Washington's Mount Vernon conducted a poll asking Americans what qualities they want in a president. I found this very fascinating. I'm a politics wonk, so I always find this stuff interesting. Other than not the other guy. And the results are pretty telling. 86% of us want a president who is honest, exhibits ethical leadership, and sets a standard for other politicians to follow. 84% want a president who promotes national unity and tries to address divisions in today's society. 82% want a president who respects the Constitution and the governmental laws. 76% want a president who's against extreme partisanship, someone who's committed to compromise and working across the aisle to achieve the best best outcome for the nation. Well, yes, that's exactly how it's supposed to work. So it makes sense that that's what we want. Another 79% want a president who emphasizes the importance of balancing federal and state powers to address national issues effectively. See, these are all things that this is how government is supposed to work. These are not new anomalies in the world, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And we know that, you know, it doesn't always work this way, but this is what we can always work to achieve, I guess. 77% want a president who doesn't have an agenda in foreign policy, who advocates for a cautious and independent approach to international relations and alliances. Now, that may be the ideal, right? But an independent approach, it gets a little tricky. As a world leader, the United States is probably always going to have agendas for global stability, defense, and trade, and it's hard to get everyone to agree on what's best for the country, especially as polarizing as things are right now, or even what's right for the country. So that one's going to always be, I think, a little trickier. Generally speaking, though, younger generations are more skeptical of democracy and the role of wealth in politics. Oh, they're not the only ones. Compared to older generations, and they are less concerned about partisanship and constitutional respect. Now, that might seem like a little bit of a downer as you're listening, but it's the older generations who have fostered that view. Barack Obama may have felt young for a president at the time. Technically, he's a boomer, which actually is young considering the silent generation candidates that we have now, quite honestly.
Compared to some others, he's a spring chicken.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, even when you look at the Senate and things, and you've got some of those senators who have been there since they were in like their 30s, you know, and now they're like 80 some years old. Might be time to bring in some new blood. Just saying. Things have changed a little bit.
That goes for the seat of the president, too.
Yes, I mean, that's agreed.
There are many generations that feel that the president should be not quite 100 years old. But
this is true. Yeah. This is true. This is absolutely true. Now, we have yet to have a president who wasn't alive for the Beatles' arrival and Beatlemania, so that's been more than 60 years ago. So it's not surprising that younger generations may feel a little uninspired by the office of the president. Now, there was also another poll that was recently done. This was another President's Day poll that looked at the differences between attitudes from 1979 to now. In 1979, 43% of people would object to a U.S. president who told ethnic or racial jokes in private. Now, 60% of people have no problem with that. Are you kidding me? We should be more aware of these things now than we were even then. What is happening? There are some things that we've got a little backwards on, I think. And in 1979, 70% of people would not vote for a candidate if they smoked marijuana occasionally. Now only 40% of people would object to that. Well, that's because it's legalized in most states at this point. And, you know, people use it for different reasons. So, I mean, I totally understand that,
or
too.
Or like former President Clinton, who did not inhale. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right. He didn't do a lot of things when he was in office, as we found out. But, yes, or at least that's how what he said.
Right.
Some of those things we found out not to be true later down the road. But it's fine. It's fine. I digress. But, you know, it is interesting how we do view the office of the presidency. And I guess here's my thing when I go to vote for the president. You know, people always talk about, oh, do I like this candidate too, or do I not like this candidate? You're not going to coffee with them every day. They're not your lunch buddy. I mean, that's not what they're doing.
How well are they going to do the job?
Exactly.
That should be the bottom line. Yeah.
You don't have to like their personality. Do you think that they're more qualified to do the job because you're never going to have a cup of coffee with this person on a regular basis? Think about the qualifications they bring to the job, not whether or not you quote unquote air quotes or whatever you want to put it in, like them. I mean, I get it. They got to be a little charismatic, but at the same time, think of how well they're going to do the job and adhere to the laws of the Constitution and work across the aisle to make the country better for everybody, not just one certain group of people. I mean, that's what I always have to think about. My viewpoint's a little different, having spent time in Washington, D.C. and working with some of the senators that are still, I mean, after 20 some years, some of the senators that were there then are still there now.
It's interesting, though, how the culture has changed and how some of those things we're affected by and other things, no, it's okay, you know, whatever.
I think it's interesting, though, like, you know, with the racial jokes, or like, we backslid a little bit on that. Like, really, do you really honestly think that that's acceptable now? If you didn't think it was acceptable in 1979, it's definitely not acceptable in 2024. It's never been acceptable. But I just think it's interesting that we're okay with some of those things now.
I'd love to see the breakdown of that, too.
Right.
Like, what is that, just our generation
right.
that has become that way, or an older generation? Or because I don't see a younger generation
being okay with that. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, those things were never all right. Those things have never been all right in any phase of the game, no matter what year it was. Maybe it was a little bit more socially acceptable, but it's never been all right. Mm-hmm. I just think that our standards have lowered a whole lot, which mm-hmm. says either one, we put up some terrible candidates, or two, we just don't care as much, or maybe both. I mean, you could have option C there as well. So
again, in a perfect world, you would think that somebody that's in that position that has that amount of power or whatever would be a little bit more discreet and careful mm-hmm. about what they say around other people. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. And, you know, here's the other thing, too. When you're looking at candidates, they're also human beings. There's going to be, I mean, unless they're glaring, awful, awful mistakes. I mean, you know what? They're human beings as well. They've lived a life, because obviously most of the time they're a little bit older. And I'm sure they've made their fair share of mistakes as well. It just depends on the terribleness of those mistakes, right. or whether laws were broken, or, you know, or something like that. I guess is what you kind of have to go with, but it's election year. Yeah. It's an election mm-hmm. year. Get ready for mm-hmm. the ads, people. They're coming. They're coming.
On their way.
They
Very
are
soon.
As soon as all of the early votes are done and we get ready to actually nominate these people, and as soon then it's full
force and nobody
force
needs
avalanche.
That.
No, nobody needs that. It's an avalanche. Then at that point, you become a little desensitized to all of that after.
You do. You have to kind of tune it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And I think that's what people end up doing. And I think in a lot of cases, I don't know how many of those ads actually sway people. I mean, I think people pretty much have their minds made up from the very, very beginning, you know, and I don't know if it really sways anybody one direction or another, especially with all of the ads. And I feel like this is such a polarizing year for so many people. I think a lot of minds are already made up. I don't know if it's really going to matter if you're running, an ad in every commercial break or not, but we shall see.
It would be, it would be one thing if they just concentrated on the issues at hand
right.
as opposed to just slinging mud at each
right.
other constantly
right.
because that
yeah.
insert eye roll here, you know.
Right. I feel like we should do what France does. France has an interesting way of doing things, and maybe this has changed, but I don't believe it has. So the ads have to be approved before they actually run on any radio or TV in France. And then starting on Fridays at 5 p.m., no political ads can run until Monday morning at, like, I believe it's 5 or 6 a.m.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. So if you get like a news dump on a Friday night, by the time Monday rolls around, it's probably already forgotten, because they can't do any sort of political talk, any political packages or anything like that until Monday. So it's kind of an interesting concept. And I was like, ooh, that just gives people a nice little reprieve from all of it, doesn't it? Now, I know that was the way it was a few years ago when Macron was elected. I don't know if they've since changed that, or if they, you know, if that's just a longstanding law, rule, whatever you want to call it in France. But I know for a long time that's how it was. But things could have changed very well. I have no idea. It's hard enough keeping up with what's going on in the United States. Let's put it like
exactly.
that. I'm not keeping up with the
exactly.
French rules and laws
either. But that
would
be a nice little breather,
yeah.
though, wouldn't it?
Agreed.
Just, you know, over the weekend, you don't see
yeah.
any of it.
And you can just relax a little bit and breathe, because sometimes it gets so overwhelming. You're just like, no more of it. No more of it. Stop. Mm-hmm. No more. One day, maybe we'll have a perfect government. We shall see, right?
It's going to be the younger generation that figures
so.
That out and gets us back on track.
I think so. And you know what? I will still say it. They're a generation that can do it. They are so, so smart, and they know exactly what they want out of this world and what they feel like it should be shaped like and towards. And I feel like they could be the ones to do it. We'll see if the Gen Zers prove me right or wrong at one point in time. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We're talking some very nice temperatures by midweek, Finn. And today, not really an exception. Just a little on the cool side compared to what we're going to have later this week. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning, and welcome to Gamm Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have a drop-off day for the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club Consignment Auction. It's from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park on 15th Street in Prairie du Sac. Accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, and other items. That online-only auction will take place on March 7th. Then on this week on Thursday, we have our February gun consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at our auction facility on Wednesday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Very large auction featuring over 250 lots of firearms, ammunition, other hunting and fishing related items. Again, that's the February gun consignment auction online-only auction ending on Thursday at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State swimming and diving this past weekend at Waukesha South High School on Friday night in the Division II tournament. First off, for event number two, it was the Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights team finishing seventh in that relay event. The 200-yard medley relay team for Baraboo finished with a 13th place finish there at state. In event number five, the 50-yard freestyle, Ethan Goodman from Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights, the freshman with a 14th place finish at state. Boys 100-yard butterfly saw Adam Cockle with a 13th place finish in that event. Baraboo's Ryan Reuter, 15th in event number 7, the boys 100-yard freestyle. And in event number 8, the 500-yard freestyle, it was Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights, both Anthony Rosario and Caleb Gregg finishing 15th and 16th it respectively in that one. Baraboo's 200-yard freestyle relay team with a 12th place result, and the Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights squad finished 8th. In event number 10, it was Ryan Reuter, 5th overall there in the 100-yard backstroke. Carson Lamont from Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights finished 8th for that one. And finally, the 400-yard freestyle relay, the final event of the night, saw Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights finish 10th and Baraboo 14th. Congratulations to all the athletes who competed there at state. There's also sectional wrestling this past weekend with individuals trying to move on to state for that event. Baraboo's Desmond Severson just missed out at 106, finishing third at the event. Trayton Curtin won at 113 pounds to punch his ticket. He, of course, for the Reedsburg Beavers. His teammate Cade Parrish will also be moving on to state at 120. With a second place finish, Baraboo's Peyton Oberg will advance on. He finished runner up at 132. Reedsburg's Colton Harrits also advancing on at 138. The Thunderbirds' Talon Pickler will be heading to state with a second place finish at 150. Braxton Walter finished third at 175 for Reedsburg to just miss out. Brayson Ballwig was right behind him from Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights. Braylon Owen is the sectional champion at 175 from the Baraboo Thunderbirds. He'll of course move on to state as well. And Reedsburg's Jesus Gonzalez with a win at 215 to advance on as well. State wrestling will get started Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Also in action from this past weekend, boys basketball, it was Baraboo falling to Reedsburg on Friday, 69-58 the final there. Sauk Prairie a 72-52 home win over Portage. Mount Horeb beats Edgewood 65-49 and Stoughton with a win over McFarland 71-42. Then on Saturday was Lake Mills topping Sauk Prairie 71-65. Mount Horeb goes on the road to get a 72-53 win over Watertown. Girls hoops from Friday, Stoughton a 40-37 win over Sauk Prairie. Reedsburg falls at home to McFarland 54-46 and Mount Horeb 61-29 the home victory against Portage. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20. 99.7.
There is Red Red Wine, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's like UB40 went deep into our soul on a Monday to understand what we really want today. Oh, my goodness. It's a Monday, so totally okay once it's quitting time. Or, you know, if you've got President's Day off, nothing like a little bottle of wine. Glass of wine, I should say. Bottle
Isn't
works,
that
too.
An old song, Bottle of Wine?
Bottle
you
of Wine
You did oldies radio.
That's
Isn't
right.
that the Fireballs, I think?
I believe so. I mean, if you're going for the whole bottle today, make sure you don't have anywhere to be. That's all I'm saying. We've got birthdays to take a look at here this morning, Finn, because, of course, we do have a little celebrating to do on a Monday. If you are having a birthday or anniversary today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. We're going to jump right in here to the celebrity birthdays and start off with Millie Bobby Brown. She plays 11 on Stranger Things. She is 20 years old. It feels like we have been talking about her now for an eternity, but only since Stranger Things came out is when she really jumped to notoriety. Right. So, all of that whole cast really did like jump to notoriety once Stranger Things came out.
Like John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John in Grease, where they're definitely not high school students playing young kids. Okay, so do you watch Stranger Things? Did you and the family?
We don't watch Stranger Things.
She was great. That first season, she was a knockout in that first season.
I think she's pretty talented. I mean, I don't know a lot about her, but anything that I've seen of her or even just trailers or clips, I think she's pretty talented, or at least that's how she seems. But that's about all I can say because I haven't really dove into Stranger Things yet. Jackson Pace, who is Gage on The Walking Dead, he was also Chris Brody on Homeland. He is celebrating his 25th birthday today. Victoria Justice is also celebrating happening. This will make anybody who remembers her as Tori Vega on Victorious from Nickelodeon feel really, really old. She's 31 years old today. Right? She plays Janet in Rocky Horror, the Rocky Horror remake, and you might also remember her as Lindy Sampson on MTV's Eye Candy. But yeah, 31 for Victoria Justice today. My goodness. Ophelia Lovibond, who was Kitty, Sherlock Holmes' tortured protege on Elementary. She's also the collector slave Karina in Guardians of the Galaxy. She's celebrating her 38th birthday today. Hayley Duff, who happens to be Hillary's big sister. You might also know her as Sandy on Seventh Heaven. She also played Summer, the stuck-up girl who lost to Pedro for president in Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, she was... that's such a great movie. I thought that entire cast was awesome. She is celebrating her 39th birthday today. Ariel Kebble, who was the architect Gia Mateo in 50 Shades Freed. She was also Vanessa Shaw on the brand new 90210. She played Lexi on the Vampire Diaries and hit woman Olivia Charity on Midnight Texas. 39 years old for her today. We have Bellamy Young, who's also celebrating President Melly Grant on Scandal. 54 years old for Bellamy. Benicio Del Toro is celebrating a birthday today. 57 for him. Now, of course, he is the Spanish-Puerto Rican hybrid. He plays DJ, the Codebreaker in Star Wars The Last Jedi, and the Collector in Guardians of the Galaxy, as well as Avengers Infinity War. Where would we be without the MCU universe for Benicio Del Toro? It's not like he had any sort of...